Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And today we are in Jonah chapter 2. I'm going to read actually the whole chapter to us here. This is Jonah, the prophet who has run away from the Lord. God told him to go preach to Nineveh, the Assyrians, the enemies of Israel. And Jonah, because he hates the Assyrians and doesn't want to see the grace of God come to them, he runs the opposite direction. He ends up in the ocean and being swallowed by the great fish. And so this is chapter 2, that moment. It says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish." And actually, I'll mention verse 17 of chapter 1. It says, "The Lord appointed," so good, "and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." Then, chapter 2, verse 1, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, 'I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight. Yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought my life up from the pit. O Lord my God, when my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love, but I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord.' And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land." I want to just point out something that I find fascinating and encouraging, and that is that Jonah, in this moment, he is there simultaneously because of his own actions, but also it's the discipline of the Lord, the loving discipline of the Lord in his life. You notice this is one of those valley moments for Jonah. I mean, it doesn't get much lower than this. He says, "My life is down in the pit." And he says to God, "You have the power to bring me up out of the pit. Salvation belongs to the Lord." But also the text reminds us, and Jonah says it, right? "These are your waves. These are your billows surrounding me. The Lord's appointed the fish to come and swallow him up." God is not absent from this valley moment in Jonah's life. And I want to be careful how I say this, because there are situations, right? You can go through a season of difficulty, a season of suffering, and it's tempting, it's normal to say, "Gosh, what did I do wrong?" And sometimes the answer is nothing, right? Sometimes it's just the brokenness of the world in which we live. But God will still use that suffering and that difficulty. And there are other seasons, a season where you are under the discipline of the Lord, the loving discipline of the Lord, the reproof of the Lord. And you look at it and go, "Man, I am here. I'm in this place because of my own actions, because of my own disobedience and folly." And Jonah could look at that, right? He's in this place because he ran away from God. He disobeyed the Lord and ran the opposite direction. And yet, simultaneously, God is there. God is appointing the fish. God is the one directing this moment. And it makes me think about Proverbs chapter 3, which is then quoted in Hebrews chapter 12, where it says, "My son, don't despise the discipline of the Lord." Right? When God is disciplining you, the author of Hebrews goes on to say, right, he's disciplining you as a son whom he loves. You're being treated as a child. And the author goes on to say that every father disciplines their children, right, in love. And he says human fathers do that the best they can. We've all been disciplined by our parents, and they did the best they could in a human way. But he says God disciplines, right? Basically, he says God disciplines perfectly. It's always for our good. And so don't despise his discipline, because when you're being disciplined by the Lord, even in those moments where you go, "Well, I'm here because of my own actions," and at the same time, the consequences of what I'm experiencing, God's hand is upon that, and he is using what's going on to shape me, to gently, lovingly discipline me, reprove me, because he loves me. He has not abandoned you. He's not forsaken you. He's not abandoned me. He's not forsaken me in those moments. We've said this often, right? Jesus was forsaken at the cross so that we would never be. God is, even in those moments when we're feeling the consequences of our decisions, as God's sons and daughters, He is disciplining us and reproving us for our good to shape us more into the image of Christ. So I want to encourage you today to take a moment, and if maybe that just changes the way you look at past seasons in your life, maybe that'll be something you put away in your back pocket and it helps you in a future season of your life, or maybe right now you're in that place where you've walked away from the Lord, you've been disobedient to the Lord, you're feeling the consequences of that, and maybe you're angry or sad or hopeless. And I just want to encourage you to cry out to the Lord today, like Jonah did. Say, God, you have the power to save here, and recognize that if you're under that season, that moment of God's discipline, it ultimately is for your good. And that's actually proof that the Father loves you. God loves you, and you are His child. Let me pray for you. I encourage you to take some moments to pray. Father, we thank you that even when you discipline us, Father, it's for our good. God, when we run from you and find ourselves in situations, maybe figuratively speaking, like Jonah here in the pit, you have the power to bring us back out, to restore us. God, thank you for your loving kindness, even for your discipline in our lives, treating us as sons and daughters. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray for yourself.